Welcome to the Moo Moo Chicken Show. Welcome to the Moo Moo Chicken Show. Cock-a-doodle-moo, cock-a-doodle-moo. Welcome to the Moo Moo Chicken Show. Hey everybody, Scott Graham here, and welcome to the Moo Moo Chicken Show. Today we have a really scary story, a terrifying story, a story about something that happened to me when I was a teenager. You're not gonna believe it, so sit back and relax if you can, and get ready for the story called Creepy Creek. It was a really dark night. The fog was crawling across the ground. I could barely see as I was driving down the road. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, appeared this figure, something standing in the road. At first, I thought maybe it was a tree that had fallen down, but it started moving toward my car. I started turning around the car, trying to get away from it, but it was no use. It thumped on the hood, and it started pushing my car around. I'm thinking, what is this creature? Is it a bear? Is it a crazy moose? What is it? Maybe it attacked squirrel. That would be a big squirrel. But then, all of a sudden, I banged my head. And next thing I know, I woke up and I crawled into my car. My car was all smashed up. And I looked around and I couldn't see anything standing there. And I'm thinking, what was that? Was it some sort of crazy creature? Is it ready to come and get me out of the woods? So I'm walking up and down the road, hoping a car would come by. When all of a sudden, I saw this path. And through the path, I saw this light shining. So I'm thinking, it must be a house. So I walked through the path. And as I walked through the path, I had this feeling, this heebie-jeebie feeling, that something was following me. Something was looking at me through the trees. And then I came to this bridge. It was an old rickety old wooden bridge. And I'm thinking, I don't know if I can get across. But there on the other side was an old house. And it looked like there was a light coming from the top window. So I raced across the bridge, bits of the board are falling out of my feet. And there I was standing in front of this old house painted blood red. And all the windows were boarded up except the top one. And there was a light coming out of that window. And it looked like someone was sitting in the window. So I'm looking up yelling, hey, can I use your phone? Like, something crazy happened. I think there's some sort of creature on the loose, maybe from the zoo or something. I don't know. But can I use your phone? Well, the figure didn't even move. So I went up to the front door, knocked on the door, and it didn't open. So I knocked again even harder, and it banged open. And I looked inside, and there's all these old pieces of furniture covered in sheets. I'm thinking, who in the world would live in a place like this? This place is filthy. And I walked into the house yelling, hello, can I use your phone? Hello? And I walked up toward the room that had the light coming out of it, up the stairs, past all these old pictures of people that must have lived in the house long time ago. I'm walking down the hall toward the light, and I knock on the door again, and there was no answer, so I open up the door. And I look inside, and there's a bedroom. And there's a bed partially turned down, covered in dust. And there's something by the window, a big fan chair with a light beside it. And it looks like someone's sitting in the chair. So I'm walking up going, hello, can I use your phone? I kind of banged my head. I need your help. And as I got closer to that chair, I smelled this disgusting, rotten, disgusting, foul smell. I put my hands on the chair, and as I turned it around, whoa! There was a skeletonized man on the chair, fell down toward my feet. I'm going, that's kind of gross. And I turned around, and there in the doorway was the creature that I saw on the road. It looked like, I don't know, it looked like a Mochilian Moomoo Chicken or something. It was huge! Well, I passed out. When I woke up, I was in the basement. The creature must have taken me down the stairs. And there it was, in the creature with its back toward me, eating something, ripping it from limb to limb. And then I realized what it was eating. It was eating a Big Mac from McDonald's. It was disgusting. And there's some French fries and soggy things here and there. And oh man, like a fillet of fish. It was just wrong. And the tartar sauce, we won't even get it into that. So I started running up the stairs. Well, it turned around, fries are flying out of its nose. And it starts to chase me through the house, down across the bridge toward the road. But when it got to the road, should I say when it got to the bridge, it went right through the bridge. Too much McDonald's, I guess. And we'll have him go back and say, how are you doing there, monster? You're okay, you need my help? I don't think so. I went to the road and I got picked up. Well, the next day, convinced all these guys and these women to come and check out my story. They didn't believe that there was a creature there, but when they got there, they saw the broken down bridge. They went into the house. Grown men and women were coming out of the house puking, and they were never the same because of what they saw. One guy said, I saw one of those old Arch Deluxe burgers. Oh, it was just so wrong. A soggy French fry. I'll never be the same. Well, from that moment on, they now believe there was a creature, but they could not find the creature anywhere. They went up and down the creek. There was no sign of a body of a creature, so they say it maybe lived, and it still probably lives in that forest around that area. So one day, I'm there at Crawford Lake, walking around, and I see this old person. Well, I thought it was an old person. It looks like they were eating a big McDonald's Happy Meal. They didn't look that happy, but I noticed that they're very hairy. When they turned around and said, hey, can you pass the ketchup? I'm pretty sure it was that creature. And from that point on, I never went there ever again because I just think it's like a creature or something lived around there. It was just so scary. But that's the tale I heard about the creepy creek and about that house and about that creature. Is it true? Is it not true? Or is it just a legend? Well, that's my story. I hope it didn't scare you too much, guys. Anyways, so until we talk again, that is my story called Creepy Creek, and this is Scott Graham signing off for the Moomoo Chicken Show.
Bum 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 bum
bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum
bum bum bum bum
bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum